Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. The President's Cancer Panel recommends eating foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more, and that's why we make organic yogurt, because you can trust that harmful chemicals are never used in organic food production.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Now to the West African nation of Senegal, where an audacious and ambitious project is underway to create a vast forest across the African continent. It's known as the Great Green Wall. The idea is to plant 4,200 miles of trees through 11 African nations, from coast to coast. The Senegalese government hopes the Great Green Wall will stop the advance of the Sahara Desert southward, but as Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom reports, others see it as a way of alleviating poverty.
Horses pull wooden carts alongside cars on the main streets of Dakar, the capital of Senegal. Dakar sticks out into the Atlantic Ocean on a peninsula. And while it's at least 1,000 miles to the Sahara Desert, the air today is thick with sand. It's the worst sandstorm in a year.
The rainy season is becoming shorter. It used to start in July or August. Now it doesn't start until September. The climate is definitely changing.
Papa Sarr says shifting seasons and climate change could make these sandstorms more common, but he believes there is a solution. Sarr is the technical director for the Great Green Wall in Senegal. The goal of the project here is to plant 2 million acres of trees. It's part of a larger initiative to plant a 9-mile-wide wall of trees across the African continent. African leaders hope the trees will trap the sands of the Sahara.
We are convinced that once we start to plant the wall of trees, dust will decrease in Dakar.
The paved roads of Dakar give way to red sand paths.
We are going to Widu Chingoli.
Black and white goats meander in front of our four-wheel drive. This is the Sahel, a dry savanna transition zone between the equatorial jungles in the south and the Sahara to the north. Flat-topped acacia trees dot the sandy landscape. They're virtually the only vegetation in a region where the dry season can last up to 10 months. 4 hours later, we arrive near the village of Widu. 12,000 acres of the Great Green Wall have already been planted here. These acacias are just 4 years old, waist-high and thorny. The trees are surrounded by a firewall, an area without vegetation that would stop a fire in the surrounding Sahel from entering the planted parcel. A metal fence keeps out tree-eating goats. Papa Sarr leads the way through the fence to inspect this small section of Senegal's Great Green Wall. He says the trees here have been chosen carefully.
When we design a parcel, we look at the local trees and see what can best grow there. We try to copy nature. In total, we planted 7 different species of acacia trees. We plant about 2 million trees each year.
The window for planting trees is short. It must be done during the rainy season, when laborers work long days to plant acacia saplings in the sand, along with animal manure for fertilizer.
This is acacia nilotica. It produces Arabic gum used in local medicine and a fruit that can be eaten by animals.
For the project to succeed, it was crucial to plant trees that would also provide benefits for people living here. The government hopes the village of Widu will serve as a model for the rest of the Great Green Wall in Senegal. It has big plans for planting more trees, but this is also a development project aimed at helping rural people. The Pol are the dominant ethnic group in the Senegalese Sahel. Extremely tall and lean, they wear long flowing robes of emerald green and sapphire blue. They look like jewels against the rust-colored sand and brown dry grass. Traditionally nomadic, the Pol are now helping tend to the trees and gardens. One day a week, women in the area volunteer to help care for gardens full of carrots, cabbages, tomatoes, even watermelon. On this day, a group of women, including Gunsier Yahati, is using the side of their flip-flops to mound the sandy soil around potato plants.
I like working here. I like working with my friends. We laugh and play while we work. But what's really great is that we have more diverse vegetables. We eat the vegetables and can sell them in the market as well.
The closest market is about 30 miles away. And before the gardens came along, it was a day's trek in a horse-drawn cart to get fresh vegetables. Most of the gardens are watered using drip irrigation. A hose with holes delivers just the right amount of water to each plant to minimize evaporation loss. But some plants are watered by hand. The women dip large plastic cans into a basin filled with water from a nearby well. Nime Samso pours her jug of water over some carrots.
When people came from Dakar and showed us that they could plant vegetables in their center, we saw that it was a way to help women in the community, so we knew the Great Green Wall Project was important for us.
It's exactly that kind of community support that the government is hoping to garner. While women here mostly see benefits of the project in their gardens, the men have a different perspective. In the early morning, white humped-backed cows with giant horns gather around the water troughs. The pole depend on their large herds of cows and goats for subsistence, and livestock need a lot of water. French colonizers built water wells every 20 miles in this region. In an area that gets as little as 6 inches of rain each year, water is life. Scientists say the trees of the Great Green Wall will improve rainfall and recharge the water table. That pleases Alfaka, a local herdsman.
Planting trees is good for us. Those trees can bring water, and water is our future. Water can solve our problems. We are praying for this project to continue.
Roughly 40% of Africa is affected by desertification, where non-desert land turns to desert. The United Nations says two-thirds of Africa's arable land could be lost by 2025 if the desertification trend continues. Everyone involved in the Great Green Wall agrees that the end goal is to help rural communities. But opinions vary on how the project will do that. African leaders envision the Great Green Wall as a literal wall of trees to keep back the desert. That's what was proposed by the president of Nigeria, Olusegun Obasanjo, when he came up with the idea in 2005. But scientists and development agencies see it more as a metaphorical wall, a mosaic of different projects to alleviate poverty and improve degraded lands.
Sustainable management of natural resources and with the aim of reducing poverty. This is really our goal for this program.
Jean-Marc Sinasime is a program officer with a global environment facility, one of the funders of the Great Green Wall.
We do not finance a tree planting initiative. It's more related to agriculture, rural development, food security, and sustainable land management than the planting trees.
The Great Green Wall has received $108 million from Sinasime's Global Environment Facility and another $1.8 billion from the World Bank. The 11 countries involved with the project are committed to making progress, but there are many challenges. Abject poverty, shifting seasons, and political instability are top among them. The entire region is in the middle of a food crisis. The United Nations Food Program estimates that as many as 11 million people in the Sahel do not have enough to eat. And Mali recently had a military coup. Senegal is currently the furthest along with the Great Green Wall. They've planted roughly 50,000 acres of trees in addition to protecting existing trees. While it's been successful so far in Senegal, not everyone believes that it can work across the entire Sahel region. Gray Tappan is a geographer with the United States Geological Survey.
There's been a long history of one failure after another in, you know, external projects that have come in and tried to plant trees.
He says a better model can be found in Niger. Historically, farmers there removed any trees or bushes that sprouted up in their fields. But following a devastating drought in the 1980s, farmers decided to allow the natural vegetation to grow and planted food crops around it. The result was a surplus of food and 12 million acres of trees, an area the size of Costa Rica. Tappan has spent 30 years working in the region and was shocked by the transformation.
In about 2006, we did a big field trip across Niger, and we were just blown away by the vastness of this regreening.
Tappan says that type of natural regeneration is much more likely to succeed than planting trees. But political leaders in Senegal are committed to their vision. Djibo Leitika is the Minister of the Environment. He's in charge of the Great Green Wall project for the entire country.
We have a lot of desert from Senegal to Djibouti, 4,000 miles long. A wall of trees will stop the wind.
And for critics, scientists who say planting a wall of trees isn't practical?
It's on two.
They are crazy. You saw it. You are a witness that the dust is coming. The sand is going to cover us all, and we need to stop it. There are many, many environmental projects in Senegal, but this is the most important. This one will help men, women, and children in the future.
Back at the Great Green Wall near Widu, Papa Sarr stops to take in the work they've done so far. The waist-high trees are just 4 years old now, but he expects big things from them.
In 10 to 15 years, this will be a forest. The trees will be big, and this region will be completely transformed. Already, we're seeing animals come back that haven't been here for years, mostly deer and many species of wild bird, even jackal.
It's unclear if the newly elected president of Senegal, Macky Sall, will have as strong a commitment to the Great Green Wall as his predecessor. But for the people living here, tending their cows, watering their gardens, and hoping the rains will come, the Great Green Wall holds great potential for positive change in Senegal and this region of Africa for generations to come. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom in Widu, Senegal.
Our story about Africa's Great Green Wall was made possible with the support from the Pulitzer Center for Crisis Reporting and produced with the help of Mark Fabian. Bobby Bascom took lots of photos of her journey around Senegal. For a slideshow, visit our website, loe.org.